is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Summer is a time for excitement, so go ahead and switch things up with a new recipe from HelloFresh. With pre-measured ingredients and easy-to-follow directions, it's never been easier to try something new. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code SIP. 12 at HelloFresh.com/sip12.
Real talk, right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Well, welcome to you.
Can sip with us. Hey.
Hi, Ashley.
I'm Colleen. I feel like we have fun updates on what we're sipping on today.
Yeah. Well, okay. What are you sipping on?
Okay. So Ash and I were texting last night, and you guys, we got a bunch of exciting things happening, like coming. So we talked about this over on Patreon, but we had a merch meeting. So we've got some super fun, like the theme of the merch is more is more. So this is going to be loud, summertime, like fun Vegas vibes.
Vegas vibes.
Meets summer because
like
we are
neon.
Yeah.
Cheeky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so stoked on that. And then we're going to do, so Leah is shipping out. We did our restock of the cocktail kits. Leah, these are getting shipped out now. And then we're going to start brainstorming another, like what's our next one going to be?
Yes.
That's going to come to you late summer. And then in between, we're going to do a little like summer bundle, like a summer reinforcement pack, like super fun things. And so we're in the test kitchen for that right now. And one of the things, so we're testing.
You're literally in the test kitchen right now.
Yeah.
Is what you're about to tell me. Okay.
Yes. So we're going to be testing, not today, but we're going to be testing Mad Woman Jello shots.
I just made those. They're in the fridge.
Okay.
Cooling.
Setting. Okay.
Setting.
So those are happening. If you guys don't know what Mad Woman is, it was one of the drinks, Ashley's cocktail, that's in our cocktail kit. And that is now a staple. So if you go to sipsquadpod.com, you guys can order the cocktail kit. That is like a, it's still like we can
sell. You can still get it.
So that's going to be like, it was so popular. It's going to be like a permanent fixture in our store.
Ooh, okay.
But, and that Mad Woman drink, do you want to describe what the Mad Woman drink is?
So it has, passion fruit, I hope I'm right. Passion fruit, strawberry, cilantro, lime, and habanero.
I think.
And then also edible glitter.
So one of the things I'm testing today, we're doing infusion kits. Okay.
Yes.
Where you can, and this is coming up soon. We'll let you guys know when the summer bundle can be ordered. And we're going to like test out frosé and all kinds of fun things. But so these infusion kits,
Hard seltzer packs even, where you guys can make your own hard seltzers. We're talking about that. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Infusion kits.
So these infusion kits, you just add tequila and then it basically makes a Mad Woman flavored tequila, which you can then add to a variety of mixers. So that's what I'm testing now. So last night I put a bunch of tequila into the Mad Woman infusion kit.
Okay.
It has edible glitter in it, number one. So you can't see it, Ash, through the Zoom. But what I'm looking at is like a really pretty drink. That's glittery, which is super fun. And I added ginger beer.
Oh,
and I have not had a sip yet, but I just had a sip of just ginger beer as like a
baseline. Okay.
And I smelled the Mad Woman version of it with the tequila Mad Woman.
So it's only been like a 16-hour infusion.
Yeah. Cause so, I started infusing as we were texting last night,
which was like, what, 8:30 or 9 or something?
Yeah, so I'm actually, mine's probably like a, like an 18-hour.
18-hour,
exactly what you said.
And it says on there like 24-hour infusion, but I don't know, you know, that's not a scientific.
I also brought the Mirrorball.
Oh, did you infuse that too?
I infused that too.
With the bourbon.
with bourbon. And so when I'm done with this drink, I'm going to try the mirror ball. You guys has pomegranate, cinnamon sticks, toasted almond, lemon peel, and sugar cube. And I was going to just use ginger beer with that too.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Right.
And then I can taste the differences. So, but I smelled this and the nose on this with the Mad Woman like vibes.
Infusion, yes, is.
I wish you were here.
I just, does it smell amazing?
Wish you were here. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It smells next level amazing. So I'm going to take a sip now.
I just made the Mad Woman Jello shots. So, I mean, they're, oh my God, is it good? The Mad Woman tequila with the ginger beer is bomb. She has goosebumps, you guys. She can't talk.
No, the hair on my arm is standing straight up.
Oh my gosh.
It is different. Oh my God, I have goosebumps everywhere. It is different than your drink in such a fun way, but it's like its cousin. It's like the same like flavor profiles, but like a light, you know, not lighter, but yours is more, yours is like, it's just different. It's just different. And the ginger beer is like ginger, you know, carbonation. Yeah. So it's like a, it adds like a ginger spice to it.
I've been trying to work a little bit on like hormone stabilization. And what that includes is like not overdoing it on sugar. And that is very hard for me when it comes to drinking because I like sugary drinks. Like margaritas are very sugary, right? I think the Mad Woman is probably very sugary. What excites me about this is I can infuse like just tequila and then pour it with a soda water and not have the, so I can get the fizzy and the bubble, not have the sugar of the, you know, regular drink, but get the flavor and the vibes.
I mean, you just made Mad Woman tequila.
Yeah.
I'm texting Leah right now.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm telling her we need to take this to our listeners
to market
right
ASAP.
Away.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you think of the the mirror ball.
Me too. I cannot freaking wait. Mm. These might need to be a staple too. We'll see. It's for sure going to be a one-time like flash in the pan summer bundle, you guys. But as we're able to scale this up, we'll be able to offer staples in the store.
Shit.
Right now, the cocktail kit, the our You Can Sip With Us staple is like we've got that ramped up enough where you can actually buy it.
Good to go.
SipSquadPod.com.
And Leah's like brain's pretty amazing. She sends us things.
I don't want to say I had low expectations.
Yeah, but they weren't high. They
but
were
I just
like,
didn't. I've never done
happening.
An infusion kit. I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Well, and to not infuse that long, but to be getting this much flavor.
Oh,
and would you? You would have said like. That needs a little something, right?
The
like you would have
on
been
my
honest.
Arm stood up.
Yeah. Which
if
that's
I can,
a visceral
if I can
reaction.
Fake that.
Right. 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 No,
if
this
I
is
can
not fake.
That,
this is genuine, you guys.
The flavor of this is bomb.
Wow.
It
okay.
is so
well, I'm
next
excited.
Level.
I gotta
you're
going to
shed
this
your
shit.
Pants.
Yeah.
You are lit. You're going to die. You are going to be on the ground.
And she sent us a lot more infusion kits than just our drinks, too. She sent us a whole bunch of things to try. So we're going to have to infuse all of them and like pick out our favorites.
That's not going to be possible. We're going to, well, I can already tell you. This
maybe
is,
not. Maybe we just say, yep, this is all a go. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
You need to
so
report back on the Jello shots right away. Also.
Yes. They need 4 hours and I made them like an hour ago. So.
Okay.
I will report back. I will be having them tonight. I'll put it on our Instagram too. Can I talk about what I'm drinking?
Oh,
mine.
Here.
I don't think is nearly.
Whoa!
You're here.
Oh wait,
this I was hosting solo today.
I thought this was the call show.
So why? So why? Sorry. Who is calling me all the time? So I had been seeing this on. Mine's not nearly as exciting, but I've been seeing it on like some influencers' pages. Have you seen
Excuse
these
me.
Things?
Something just caught my throat, and I made the weirdest sound. I went, "Oh,
I didn't hear it." Oh.
Okay, have I seen them?
Have you seen these things? Blue Chair Bay, Premium Blend. They're
no.
Okay, so they had like a bunch. I got Key Lime Rum Cream. Coconut spiced rum cream, and then they had like pineapple and some other things. Yeah, and people were like, "Oh my god, they're so good!" So I was at the liquor store today, and I found them. So when I first came on, I was trying the key lime, which I love. Now I just poured
What'd
the coconut
you mix it with. just plain, just straight. They're pre-mixed drinks.
Yeah. I saw someone say like, you can just pour these over ice. I've also seen on TikTok people make cocktails with them, but I didn't. Well, and then I brought a seltzer on the back end. Very, 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 very good. I am sure these are, it's like Bailey's, I feel like.
They're creamy. They're like milky.
They're creamy, which I think is maybe like, maybe. Actually, you know, I wonder if like an infused, like a dash of this with some infused something and then soda water or ginger beer or something would probably be quite delicious. Anyway, so that's what I'm having. I'm having Blue Chair Bay rum cream stuff for the moment.
When people listen to this, it's going to be a handful of days away from 4th of July, which is your favorite holiday.
Yes.
What are you doing for 4th of July this year?
I don't know. Well, I still don't know. I might. Colleen and Chris have plans to go to Vegas for a couple days. And I know you're coming back. Are you coming back the 3rd or flying back the 4th? The 3rd. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that might be, you know, I'm still toying if I'm going to make it there or not. I told John last night, I'm like, hey, work trip.
What do you think about this? Yeah.
So he's like, oh, okay. But otherwise, we'll probably just have people over to our, which even if we come back the 3rd, I guess, then on the 4th, because everyone has Monday off, we will have people over to our house. And last year, that was like our first gathering was the 4th of July here. And I remember going, we put Revy to bed and then the neighbors started doing fireworks. And so I woke Revy up to take her out and see the fireworks. And she, you know, thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
And the neighbors across the street, they had like high schoolers. And it's a joke now in the family because we were out there watching them do the fireworks. And then at one point, one of them yelled out like, welcome to like, oh shit. I just said my street name. Chad,
what?
Beep it, I guess. But like, welcome to this street, you know? And I, so now it's a joke of like, wow, they really... Yeah. Welcome. You know, so I don't know. Other than that, I don't have plans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything?
No, we're going to be here, you know, with like the trip is the big thing. And then we really want to be here because so we have a wiener dog, Betty, and she really flips out like with the sounds. And I don't know what it is. At our old house in Southwest Portland, like we would always hear fireworks, but they always seem very far away. Like it was like, I don't know what it was.
Well, it's because it wasn't like a neighborhood necessarily that you were in.
Yeah.
And you had big lots.
Yes.
You know, so the houses were a little bit more spread, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. And then last year was our first year here for 4th of July. And it was like, they were on top of our house.
Oh, really?
And it was like rattling the cage. Like it just felt really intense and they were constant and they seemed very close and sort of everywhere. And I don't know if I loved it. Betty certainly hated it.
Yeah.
And so we have to like keep her calm, turn on
CBD?
Other
like,
sounds.
What do you do?
We have like a light dose because our dog who passed away had like anxiety, so we had like some prescription, like we save them and we put them in like Betty doses, and so that'll help her and then we'll just be with her, you know, so we're not gonna go anywhere or do anything because like we don't want her just to be home freaked out.
The problem with it being on a Sunday is I bet there'll be multiple nights of fireworks, right? Like Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, like,
so
which is not a problem if I mean, you know, but for Betty, it's a problem.
It's a big problem for Betty. Mm-hmm. But Ben, last year, he didn't do anything because we didn't trust him to not like run right into a firework.
Right.
And this year, we'll probably go get a couple of like fun things and like things that he'll probably really get a kick out of.
Revy liked last year the poppers.
Oh,
you know,
I
those things you slam
that.
On the ground.
Yeah.
She liked those. And and what was she? She was
2 and change.
Yeah. So like,
because she turned 3 in November.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So around the same age as Ben will be.
Uh-huh. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Holidays are the best with kids, though. You know?
Yeah. 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 God, I can't get over the scent of what's in my cup or what's on my body.
I wonder, maybe the next thing Leah could do is make a perfume.
Wait. Oh, my God. In the meantime, Ash, have you tried Scentbird?
Oh, I've tried Scentbird and I'm obsessed with Scentbird. You want to know why?
Once you go Scentbird, you never go back. Oh,
you
tell me
back.
More.
Well, what I love about it is I am kind of like a fragrance loyalist. I find one, I wear it. That's all
I do. Stick to it.
But I want to step out. I want to explore without investing, you know, $150, $200, $500. Well, I'm not probably spending $500 on a bottle of perfume, but they exist.
Yeah,
and that is where Scentbird comes in, because they have smaller sized scents ranging anywhere, you know, where the full size bottle would cost anywhere from $150 to $500 and even more. You can get these vials. What do we call them?
They're like beautiful little containers.
They're actually really beautiful. They're gorgeous.
Like on these pretty colors. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they have a wide range of fragrances that you can choose from. You can have them pick for you, or you can fill out a quiz. You can pick specific ones. And I have loved being able to try multiple fragrances. They have over 600 brands. It is a fragrance subscription, but it's very flexible. You can skip any month without penalties, and it lets you choose a new designer fragrance to try every single month for just $16. And every month you get to pick what you want to receive. So there's no surprises. They have perfumes and colognes. So if the man in your life is interested in that, you've got it. And then they'll send you a 30-day supply. I also love, because they're so small, easy to travel with. You can do the carry-on situation even.
Oh, yeah, they're perfect. And there's a ton of sprays in those. Did you already mention how many?
No, I just spilled my drink. I missed my mouth.
Anyway, lots and lots.
Over 600. Oh, how many sprays? Well, it's a 30-day supply, but that is assuming if you...
That's a lot of sprays.
You know, if you're spraying every single day. They last me like months.
Months, yeah. Guys, we've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. You can get 30% off of your first month today. That's only $11 for your first fragrance. Go to scentbird.com and use our code SIP for 30% off your first month. Again, that's scentbird.com for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $11. scentbird.com. That's where you can go to try your first perfume or cologne for just $11. That's 30% off your first month today. Guys, just go do it. Sign on. Smell
amazing.
Amazing. All right. So
I'm not sure we nailed that one, but all right. But guys, truly, we do love Scentbird. I feel like we fumbled a little bit on that. We still got the touchdown, and it's going to be a touchdown if you guys order it. I really do love them.
Me too. Same. Okay.
All right.
Hey, that was a nice little... You're like, we're going to do a touchdown, and we're talking about Game Changers.
Oh! Yeah, I didn't even mean to.
It feels real sporty.
Yeah, this is very... All the analogies.
So I told Ash, I was like, I got this idea for a segment because I was using my water flosser, which I've talked about before here, and I'm going to talk about again on this episode, as it turns out. And I thought to myself, this is such a game changer. This is such a game changer. So I told Ash, I was like, this is the theme. Vague, do with it as you will. It could be product. It could be a lifestyle. But come to the pod with your favorite game changers. And so that's what we're doing today.
Yes.
I am going to add this infusion kit to my game changer list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, because I didn't put mine in any order. I don't know if you're going to like mine. But Leah Dufresne, our cocktail connoisseur mixologist, is on my list of game changers.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like she game changed our, we're in the middle of the change of the game.
Yes.
Right.
Because
now.
Of Leah.
Because of Leah. Like, I feel like, you know, she's a game 100%. Changer for the pod. Yeah.
100%. Okay. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
So you want me to run through just all of them?
Yeah. Right? Do you have anything that's like Amazon purchases?
No, mine are very like life.
Oh, great. And mine are real surface.
Product-y.
So this is going to be a great yin and yang.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, she said, you know, what she said to you, and my brain went to like, okay, what has changed my life? Like, what things have changed my life the most?
Yep.
Okay. And in no particular order, it was just like, whatever. But the very first thing that came to me was the internet.
Oh yeah.
How did we exist before that?
Do we have memories of pre-internet?
My first memory of the internet is really like AIM in middle school, I think.
Same.
I don't know if there was like when the internet came out. Was that 1990 that the internet came out?
Yeah, around then, right?
Right. So we were five. You know,
one of my first memory, like for sure AIM, for sure like school projects. And I remember learning how to like search the internet and that being a thing. But for whatever reason, one of the first things that jumped out to my mind was MapQuest, which like nobody uses anymore.
That's on my list, actually. Well, first I put internet. And by the way, I just Googled it. It says 1983 is considered the official birthday of the internet, which is crazy. Okay. So, So I guess we never lived without the internet, but I don't feel like...
Did you go into
like,
chat rooms? I remember chat rooms.
Yes.
Being a really
totally
early thing.
Chat rooms.
And I remember creating my own website, which was like...
Oh, whoa.
Not whoa. The way... No, no, no. It was
that's
like this
amazing.
Like template, and it was like about Colleen, and it was like this pretend... It was not like
And would you send it
anything.
To people, or like what did you do? What was...
I don't really know. Just
for?
Like, it was like a thing. A lot of my friends had like their own little...
No, and then I also remember bullying started with the internet. So the internet was a game changer for bullies too. But I remember my friend group in high school was chatted about on Oregon Live. That was like the old, you know, today's Reddit, old Oregon Live. Yeah. And we were called the Tuna Crew. Apparently, you know, they all thought our vaginas smelled stinky. So
wait, what?
Yeah, that was the thing. Mm-hmm. Tuna Crew. People talk shit about us. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Well,
I thought this was a joke. This isn't a joke.
Nope. Very serious. Yeah. And I remember like I wasn't the number one target, but there was like six girls and six guys that were in the front. And so it was like that crew. And obviously the guys weren't Tuna Crew, but I was on there for sure. And now when haters call me Trashly now, I'm like, oh, very original. I've been called that since like the last 30 years. Give me a break. Try harder, you know? But yeah, for sure. That was a thing. Anyway. Okay. So I'm very thankful for the internet. I don't remember really like using it until college. Like I don't, did we use it for anything in besides AIM? Like there were no, I don't know if
MapQuest.
I
would print out directions.
Yes, true. Okay, so that's my next thing. Yeah. I put my iPhone. The iPhone is absolutely a game changer, but next to the iPhone, I put Google Maps. Because can you guys remember when we used to put in an address and print out a piece of paper, and then you're driving looking at this piece of paper trying to...
Madness.
Yeah, and then if you printed them out and you forgot the MapQuest at home, the hell are you going to do? How are you going to get there?
Or if you take a wrong turn and get lost, you're like going and showing someone your MapQuest.
Like,
how do I get back to the route?
Reroute me. How do I go? You're like, you got to retrace your steps. You got to turn back and go. Because, Oh, man.
Yeah, you're dead
in the
water.
So the iPhone is obvious, but then Google Maps is a big thing. I also put hard seltzers.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this the other day. My aunt asked me, because we went to the baseball game. And before hard seltzers were a thing and I was gluten intolerant, I used to have to find like a hard liquor kiosk at the place or wine, which usually it was like crappy wine. I don't like wine that much to have it at the game. And so I'm so grateful for hard seltzers for so many reasons. And actually, of the hard seltzers world, I think Truly Lemonade was a game changer of the hard seltzers because I was fine with them, but
elevated
then I really
it
became
sure.
a fan. Yeah. Okay. This is the big picture thing. Confidence. For me, it was a very big game changer. I think people that knew me always probably thought I was confident, but I didn't have like true deep confidence until I was maybe 30 or something like that. I mean, there were times where I wasn't like always insecure, but it took a while for me to like really like who I was all the time, pretty much. And that came from another game changer in my life, which was personal development and specifically Brené Brown. Brené Brown's talk, she is a happiness, shame and vulnerability and happiness researcher. And her work around being vulnerable and the things that we carry shame over and how to find like true wholehearted living and like all of anything Brené Brown does is what really got me started down the road of being okay with myself. Because all the things, and we all have things that we carry shame over, they're the things that we don't want anyone to know about us, right? Things that we hide. And that can be Like for me, it was depression. I was really ashamed of being depressed. Eating disorders are shameful for people. Bankruptcy or financial issues, credit card debt, marriage issues, divorce, like all of these things. And then what she talks about is just like, there is nothing that is so shameful that you couldn't talk about it and be met with a chorus of people saying me too. And it was just so, she was, oh, a game changer. Okay, next on the list, Uber, Lyft. Remember when, guys, I am not proud of this at all, but I drove drunk more than I ever, obviously I wish I had never done that, but there were times where I remember driving drunk and thinking like, okay, I gotta just be really focused and really, you know, stop extra long at the stop and all of these things. And then if you did decide, well, I better call a cab, like what a nightmare that was, that you'd call the cab. There were such dicks on the phone and then you have to wait. Okay, we'll be there in an hour and you never really know when it's going to show up. But sometimes it'd be like 90 minutes, 2 hours and whatever. And you're just at the bar
Not
ready to go
easy.
Home. It was the worst. Uber and Lyft is, if you guys know anybody who is still drinking and driving, I mean, what in the world? Uber, Lyft. It is... just a, ugh, I love it. Okay. I asked John if he had any, and he said adaptive cruise control, which is where you set it on the car, but then it'll auto adjust for like, if you're close to people. But in general, I just think like all the smart car features, like seat warmers. I like, we have a little button in the car because when you're different size of your partner, you can push a button and your seat will move to your perfect, like this is where my, and then John can push a button and it'll move to him.
Yeah.
And I had a Jeep that also moved the mirrors. It also saved the radio stations, like the favorite radio stations per user of the car. So just smart car things in general. I put Audible as well on my list because I don't think I would, I mean, reading books just is not a thing. I've started doing that more, but for years, the only way I was able to consume book material was Audible.
Total game changer.
Total game changer. Yeah. Now, I don't know if I was ever born or alive before this, but I put disposable diapers because I remember, I have a little sister who is 15 years younger than me. So Sarisa and I think disposable diapers were around when she was born, but I think my mom... I don't know if she was like eco-conscious or if they were cheap. I don't know what, but we did reusable diapers.
Same.
Yeah.
Maybe this was more of a thing back
Maybe then. That was more of a thing back then.
Yeah.
But I am so grateful for disposable diapers.
Yeah.
I mean, just the easiest. Eased. I put Leah Dufresne, and then I also put meeting you at that. That was a big time
Life
game changer in the Starbucks.
Changer.
Because I didn't have like the confidence yet. I can still, like I for sure... 100%, if there was a percentage higher than 100%, know that that was like a divine intervention because I felt like this call. I remember feeling nervous to stop and say something, but feeling like this really strong pull. And that's not something that I used to do back then. You
and
know?
I like, was like nose deep in the book.
Yeah. No, you
couch.
Weren't like looking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I'll never forget like that moment as well.
Yeah.
And like looking up and I was like, oh, you know, but it was like, that was a pivotal shift in life.
The longer that we are friends and the more we've talked to spiritual medium Erica, I think that we were friends. Like, I think our souls have been friends in
running
other
in the
lives.
Same circle for a long time. Should we get Erica back on and just.
Yeah, we need to bring her back.
Verify.
Yeah.
Like, hey, listen, we know this is fact, but just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like a soul level shit. Okay. So those are mine. Those are my game changers.
You forgot one.
Oh. Shit. Hold on.
The best mascara in the world.
Oh!
Ding, 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 ding.
Can you hear that?
You guys, listen up. We've talked about Thrive Cosmetics before, but I got to tell you, we are not going to ever stop talking about them because they are freaking amazing. So here's a little refresher, okay?
I have it right here. I'm putting it on my eyes as we speak.
The mascara? I can't see you because I switched. Okay.
I know.
It is. I'm wearing it right now on my eyes as well. Thrive Cosmetics products are made with clean, high-performance, skin-loving ingredients. Clinically proven formulas not only highlight your best features, they actually improve your skin over time. They've got all the good stuff without the bad stuff. No parabens, sulfates. They're never tested on... animals. You guys, everything is PETA certified, 100% vegan and cruelty free. I love that. They have a bold mission that's bigger than beauty. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women thrive. So, for example, women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. As if I could not love them more. But you guys, from a product perspective, we were given, full disclosure, some products to try from Thrive. Mm-hmm. We don't bring any partners on the pod that we're not obsessed with. We were obsessed right away. Their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara make your eyelashes look great. I love the wand. I love how they do amplify the lashes. And then washing it off, it's so awesome because you don't get those like raccoon eyes. It's like really easy to take off. And they just sort of come off and like clumps, not your eyelashes, obviously, the mascara. I use their brightener, their eye brightener all the time.
Guys, Muna, Call and I both have it in Muna. It's like a beautiful, brilliant mocha-y color. It is to die.
To die.
Yeah, I love it.
They have cleanser. They have lip treatment, you guys.
They got all kinds of makeup.
And their standards are super high for clean beauty standards. Okay, we said it before, but their omission of toxic ingredients and how they're cruelty-free by never testing on animals, like, they're hitting a home run on every freaking level over at Thrive Cosmetics.
We love it. Literally everything about Thrive Cosmetics, as you can tell. Their products are the best that we've ever used, and their Bigger Than Beauty mission is truly inspiring for Call and I. It's super important that we work with brands that are making a difference out there. You're going to love them as much as we do. So go visit thrivecosmetics.com/sip for 15% off your first order. This is an exclusive offer you can only get here. That is Thrive, CAUSEMETICS.com/sip for 15% off your first order. Thrivecosmetics.com/sip.
Okay, update. As you were talking about your game changers, which were super good. Like, now I feel kind of silly with what I'm bringing for my game changers.
I like what you're going to bring.
Okay. Okay, good.
Product. You're going to bring products, right? Like, people want to know shit.
I just poured the Mirrorball infusion. So it was the Mirrorball infusion kit, and I poured bourbon in it.
Right.
And at this point, it's been 19 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I put ginger beer in. Totally different than the Mad Woman.
Okay.
Right. But they are very different drinks. Uh-huh. But what I'll say about this whole thing is that it adds such a complexity, like, and then you can like the layers of the
flavor
spirits are so amazing. And then I'm just thinking of all the combos and probably what we need to do when we like make these available is provide like top three mixer recommendations, because I'm thinking like the ginger beer kind of overpowers the Mirrorball spirit
flavors. Okay.
But like, just because ginger is such a loud party animal, but I think it stood up well to like the Mad Woman spice. Like, it was really awesome with Mad Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Mirrorball, like, it's really good. This is a really good drink, but I almost wish I would have had it first and then had yours. Mm. And I also would love to try this with like another mixer. Like, I think
I also wonder if like maybe like soda water, but a splash of ginger beer or something.
You know? Or like those flavored soda waters, like a vanilla soda water or something, like a little bit like quieter at the party so that the Mirrorball can really shine. But it does make the ginger beer like complex and sweeter.
Yeah.
Not as like spicy. It's very, very good. It is very good. Okay. Here are my game changers. A lot of these are product. But a lot of these I've talked about before. So the ones I've talked about before, if they're coming up again, you know, I'm very passionate about them and that they're still changing my life. I already talked about the Waterpik water flosser. I did make, so if you go to sipsquadpod.com, that's where you can access all of our Amazon favorites from every episode. I did make a little shopping list for my game changers that are available on Amazon. Mm. So like everything that's a product except for a couple things is on there. I've talked about silk pajamas before. But I think about all the time when because I wear silk pajamas every night, and like they're the little tank top and the little shorts. Okay. And every time I put them on, I think, oh, I love getting into these and I love getting into bed with them. Yeah. And like I said, if I'm mentioning something, I've linked my favorite silk pajamas on that game changer list. also silk pillowcase. Great for your like wrinkles and face and hair. And there is an amazing silk pillowcase for like $9 called Bedsure, B-E-D-S-U-R-E. Okay, this is, I've kind of categorized these. So a lot of these are sleep stuff and then I get into other things.
Oh, of course you've categorized them. You Mine was me. Stream of consciousness. Consciousness,
ZQL. I love ZQL. So I used to be a melatonin gal. Well, okay. Not so much. I'm talking about sleep. I also have a nice little buzz from the drinks.
Well, I mean, it's out of left field because I've never heard you talk about ZQL before, and I'm very excited to hear your take on it.
All right. So ZQL is like from the makers of DayQuil, right? Or NyQuil. And a lot of people, I guess, were taking, it makes sense from a product perspective because I'm sure a lot of people were taking NyQuil when they did not have a cold or flu. And so ZQL is like just the sleep part without the cold part, I guess. I don't know. But I was using, like, I get the Sunday scaries. Typically about a week before a menstrual cycle, I'll have a hard time sleeping. So I can kind of predict like when I'm going to have a tougher time. And I was taking melatonin. Sometimes I take Unisom, which I still like a lot. But I found with melatonin that if I didn't take the right dose or if I was getting used to it or something, I would like wake up early or like I would go to bed fast, but then I wouldn't feel super rested when I woke up. ZQL is like an extended, like, I don't know how they do it, but it's like, I feel like I'm pitching ZQL or that I work for them. I don't, but it knocks me out and it keeps me asleep and I wake up without like a hangover from it.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, I really like ZQL.
I think I've been skeptical of them. So it's amazing. This is great. Okay.
It's amazing. I put some like baby sleep stuff because I just think about the moments when I really needed a game changer, like as a parent, as like a young mom, was typically around like rest for children. And like, I definitely think getting like a sleep coach like you did for Mac, like things like that are awesome. From a product perspective, I remember one of the harder times, like there's a lot of good swaddles out there that are all probably pretty competitive. But for us, the transition out of, like we used the Snoo, which was a game changer. Mm-hmm. Then the swaddle, like that transition was pretty great. But then it was like after the swaddle to just like the crib without a swaddle.
Yes.
That was a tougher transition. And I always think back to that Merlin sleep suit and how there's not a lot of products like that one.
Yeah.
Right? That one is unique.
That's
good.
True.
Blackout shades. We actually got, so not only blackout shades, you can buy some on Amazon that like stick to windows. I think we have them in our baby section. But Costco always has like blackout curtains, like for a good deal. They typically always have blackout curtains. And we bought those for Ben's room. And that is a game changer. This is something that you recommended a long time ago.
Did you bring like way more than 10 things then?
I'm a quarter through my list. And that's why I'm ripping through these quickly.
Okay.
The you brought this one, but it's a sleeping mask. That's like the Laneige.
The lip thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been using that ever since you talked about it. It is a total game changer. Okay. So I used to get super chapped lips, especially during like fall, and they would peel and actually like it was a whole situation. And ever since I started using that at night, I have not had a single like cracked lip situation.
Okay, I want you to try these. They're little tiny ones from Amazon. They're like a dupe for it. And so you can add them to the Amazon, but it's Carenel, C-A-R-E-N-E-L.
Oh, I saw that.
Like, see how they like really look like it, you know, a little bit. I got just the like mini trio pack. But anyway, I'd be curious to see, like I've been using them throughout the day just for chapstick and they've been good. I haven't worn them overnight yet, but I also like them because when Revy gets chapped lips, it's like a little kid size, you know, so I can put this on her before bed. So anyway, I would like to hear your take on if you think this is a legit dupe or not. But we're going to add them to our Amazon faves.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Amazon can be a dangerous place because I just searched for that. And
actually,
then a bunch of other
Amazon is a game changer.
Yeah, no kidding.
Speaking of game changers, can you believe we lived without Prime before?
No. Jeez. No, I cannot.
Unbelievable.
All right. For allergies, I just remember in college, there were times of the year where I did not even want to go outside because my allergies. I was like that commercial where there's just like someone crying in the window, like, whoop, whoop, whoop. I wish I could enjoy my life, but I have allergies. Flonase, for me, everybody's different, but nasal spray. If you have bad allergies and you're doing like Claritin or stuff, and if you've tried a bunch of stuff and it hasn't worked and you haven't tried like a nasal spray.
Yeah.
For me, that was a game changer.
I remember you also telling John about that, and it has also been a game changer for him.
Yeah. That's a big life improvement moment for me. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A Diva cup or a I've used the Lena cup.
I forgot about those.
Game changer.
Game changed. Just the game. 100%.
And yeah. I was scared of them until you tried it. Mm. You gave me the confidence to try those.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. You know who gave me the confidence? Michelle Money. You know Michelle Money?
Yeah. Yeah. The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Bachelor gal.
Bachelor person.
Okay. Yep. This is a new one. Very recent game changer in our life.
Okay.
But Chris and I, so he really likes cold brew.
Oh, me too.
And he goes to Starbucks and spends however much on cold brew several times a week.
Okay.
Every other day, maybe every day. So as a Father's Day gift on Amazon, there was this thing that had like 42,000 reviews and like almost 5 stars. And it's called the Takeya, T-A-K-E-Y-A, patented deluxe cold brew coffee maker. So what you do is you get like coarse ground coffee, and it's like in the middle, like, you know, those infusion water bottles or something.
Yes.
It's like,
like a tube.
So you just put the coarse ground coffee in that, and then you fill it up with water and you let it sit overnight in the fridge. And then you have cold brew coffee on demand. And I know you can go to the store and buy cold brew coffee, but it's like, I don't know. This is fun. It tastes way better.
I haven't been going to Starbucks for it as much. I go like a couple of days a week, but I've been buying the like things at the store. But then every 3 or 4 days, I got to go get a new one.
Yeah.
So I love this.
So I'm not a cold brew gal, I am now. I wasn't a cold brew gal, because the last couple of days since Chris has been making them, it smelled so good that I like take a cup, put some ice in it, pour some of the cold brew that we're making, and then I top it with that Froth Like a Boss creamer. I actually froth it in the Keurig. That thing's also a game changer. But then I like pour it on top, and then it like trickles down. It's just beautiful, and it is so,
such a
so good. My only regret, we bought the 1 quart, and I wish we would have bought, they have like a 2 quart option so that you can like, because it lasts up to a week or something. So
okay. Get a bigger option.
Yeah. DPHU root touch up. I've talked about that a million times before, but doing my own roots as someone with gray hairs and dark brown hair, not having to go to a salon to get my roots done is like total game changer. And funny enough, I've never gotten more compliments on my hair than like when I just started doing my own roots, which is fun.
Wow.
I don't know.
Putting hairdressers out of business.
No, I still go very much. I love hairdressers.
Oops. People are going to get offended. Yeah.
I go all the time for like, and I can't do like, I'm going to go get like highlights like halfway down, but just doing your own, for me, doing my own roots, because my grays come in like so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I have to get my hair cut from someone. Okay. I'm almost done. I just really, this whole topic, things were just popping in my brain. But you know, when you go to like check out or like buy something and they're like, we sent you a security code or something.
Yeah.
And then you go to enter it and they're like, pull in 55662 from messages. And you're like, yes. I don't know who created that feature, but that is a game changer.
That is a game changer.
Aerie, the American Eagle.
Uh-huh.
Game changer. Their stuff is so soft and cozy and quick shipping. And I know that they're not new.
Whoa.
But like,
but I've also like some of these things, I just am like, I've never really heard you talk about this.
These are new. They're new. It's kind of like faves, but these are, I just bought this coffee thing a couple days ago.
I also really like the Aerie is size inclusive and all about diversity, which is, I feel like they were one of the first brands to do that, to not retouch their photos or Photoshop or anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share with you guys. So I'm having my uncle's over for dinner tomorrow night, and I've talked about the Swedish meatball recipe that I make. It's a crowd pleaser, game changer. In fact, it's Simply Recipes Swedish meatballs. So if you Google that, you'll find it. Every time I make this, people lose their minds.
What?
Myself included. Yes. Wow. It is so.
And it's easy.
No, I mean, it's not hard, but it's like
takes time to like roll the meatballs and then cook the meatballs. And then I usually make them with like a smashed red potato.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And this is a game changer.
Yes. It is so good.
All right. Okay.
It is. So you haven't had them. And when you, if you do.
John said, oh, spicy salami pizza. And I'm like, what game did that change? But okay.
All the games.
Yeah. I mean, it changed his game apparently.
All right. I only have. I have two more.
I only have 25 more. Okay.
I have two.
No, keep going. People are loving this, myself included.
This is sort of like, okay, so this is one because it's in the same theme kind of, but it's like four. Okay. Okay. So I bought Chris a griddle for Christmas. Uh-huh. It's the Presto griddle. You can get it on Amazon. Okay. A griddle is a freaking game changer for breakfast. Like, instead of being like, I'm going to do the eggs and then I'm going to do this and like timing everything, it's like, boom, everything's done at once. I'm doing bacon over here, pancakes over here. I've got hash browns over here. Or hey, are we going to do grilled cheeses tonight? I don't have to like do one at a time in a pan or two.
No.
Boom, all of them are done at the
same time.
Mm-hmm. Quesadillas? Boom.
Fine.
Done.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Done.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That is so, do you have easy access? Where do you keep that?
There's this little, like above our fridge, in between the cabinet and the fridge, there's this perfect little gap for the griddle.
Okay.
That's the griddle's home.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Speaking of pancakes on a griddle, a pancake dispenser. Have you seen one? You put the batter in this little thing, and then you press, like, it's like a little squeeze. You squeeze the handle, and then it comes out of the bottom, like it's taking little pancake poops. You just like squeeze it on the griddle. So that's awesome. But let me tell you what I used it for the other day. Okay. So for Ben's birthday, I wanted to make mini cupcakes. So I didn't have a mini cupcake pan. So on Amazon, I found the Wilton Perfect Results Nonstick Mini Cupcake Pan. You got to make sure this can fit in your oven because it makes 48. It is huge. So one box of cake mix is perfect for 48 mini cupcakes. Okay. And then you put the cake batter into the pancake dispenser. So instead of taking a spoon and scooping it into the mini cupcakes, you just go do. Do like you become a little mini cupcake factory. It was so easy just to squeeze them, and like it did it so fast. You bake them for 10 minutes, pop them out, and then I put the frosting from the store into a Ziploc bag and used it to pipe on the frosting instead of take a knife and spread it all out.
Yeah.
People thought that I went and spent a ton of money on this. They thought that I had these professionally done.
Mm-hmm.
They looked so good. That I will do this now for the rest of time. That was a game changer.
You're going to start. Yeah. People are going to be like, oh, I've got this friend who makes amazing cupcakes. Let me get your information for her, for you. What? Let me get her information for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You know what also was a game changer? Ding, 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 ding. I actually was going to put this on my list and there will be a tie-in, but I was going to put the moment in my life when I, like, this is legit. When I went to go get my hormones checked and I realized that I had an issue with my thyroid, and I was able to get thyroid medication and figure out a couple of other things that needed to happen so that Chris and I could start a family. And that was, so I'm so excited to be talking about modern fertility, which is a total game changer, for so many people. And they allow anyone at home with a simple finger prick to unlock tons of insight into your reproductive health. And this is a sensitive topic. Like, I remember feeling like really nervous and unsure what to do when it came to like figuring out what was going on for my reproductive health and for our reproductive journey, because things just weren't happening. And it just took a lot to kind of figure all that out. And it just seemed like something that like not a lot of people were talking about. And I was so happy when I went and I saw a really great like naturopathic doctor who helped me figure out things that were going on with my thyroid. And like I said, a couple of other things. And I just so wish that this company was around during that time, because that would have been really, really cool to be able to just have easy access to this. And I just will recommend this to everyone.
the modern fertility hormone test that you can do at home. They really can bring you so much insight into things like your egg count, reproductive timeline, even possible outcomes for egg freezing and IVF, everything you need to know to just be proactive about your fertility. It's also just super empowering, you guys. Knowledge is power. The more you know, the better decisions you can make for your body, your health, and your future. And it's just so easy to do from home, you guys. Like so easy. And then you get your results. And from there, you can make the decisions that are best for you. They have HSA and FSA as well. You can use those dollars on modern fertility. But traditional testing, you guys, like I said, you know, it can be just stressful and kind of nerve-wracking and can cost a ton of money. But modern fertility only costs $159 to get the same information. If you go to modernfertility.com/sip, you can get $20 off your first test.
So right now, go there. Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/sip. That means that your test will only cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/sip. modernfertility.com/sip.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, rant and rave.
Okay, so I was about to head into a very important meeting this week, and I was like kind of nervous about it. You know, just, I don't know, I was just feeling, not nervous, but like just a little eager. I had prepped. Okay. There was like a lot of sort of build up for this meeting, and it was at 2:00, right? So yeah. At about 1:20, I'm coming back from lunch and I get this thing that was like, hey, we need to do this like restart of your computer. And I'm like, okay, sure. No big deal. It's fine. So I go to reboot it. And then it's like, hey, so as we're rebooting it, we're automatically like, we've got to do this update. So I'm like, okay, going to be this update. And it's like, doing the things, the screen comes back on and then it shows the progress. It's like, this is going to be 2 hours.
Okay.
And I've panicked.
Wow.
And I was like trying to get a different computer and like, cause I had different like logins and systems and things that I needed to figure out. And it was very, very, very stressful.
Yeah.
I was able to actually push the meeting back and like I figured everything out.
Yeah.
But I just was thinking about like, remember how you had to reboot your internet like a couple weeks ago?
And Yeah.
Reboots and installs, man.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then you just feel like, you're bad, like, you know, it's out of your control, but you just feel like this anxiety or something.
Yeah. I was cranky about my Apple Watch a couple of weeks ago. So you're like, it's no big deal. Call, just do a system reset. Mm. It's like, all right. Mm. So I go to like unpair it and then I go to download this update and it said, this is going to take 2 hours.
Yeah. I don't know. Who's got the time?
Yeah. So this is just like a little mini rant, but it just feels.
On the updates. I mean, I'm down with the updates, but a 2 hour situation, give me a heads up before I go ahead and.
That's just it. I need to know what I'm getting into.
Right.
I need to opt in, not just say, do you want this? But like, hey, do you want this? It's going to take 2 hours. I mean, maybe later.
I don't have 2 hours. I'm going to do it overnight.
Yes, right? I want that.
Right.
And then you're trapped. You've been, it's a bait and switch.
Right. They did that. They, yeah.
I was no, made of school.
Yeah. That was embarrassing. And it's not your fault.
Thank you.
It's not your fault.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to play a TikTok video for my rant because I really enjoyed this man's rant.
Okay.
And I saw I think we'll all agree. All right. Hold on. Let me turn up the volume. Make sure we can hear it.
I have no problem with tipping. My girlfriend was a server. I have a million friends that are bartenders, DJs, hairdressers. And I've said it before, Italians from New York, we'll tip a gynecologist. I don't give a shit. It's not the tipping. It's these new businesses we never used to tip using the iPad against us. We got Froyo last night. And it was serve yourself. Then when I go to pay, the kid at the register is like, they're just going to ask you a question. And the question says, how much tip do you want to leave? I was like, what the fuck am I tipping you for? It was literally serve yourself. I grabbed the container. I pulled that lever. I even sprinkled cookie dough bites. If anybody's forgetting a tip around here, it's me. And how come we don't tip anybody at McDonald's or Subway? But then when you go to some hippy dippy coffee shop, they gotta do that iPad turnaround thing and just like, oh, I wanna look you in the eyes and you rip my fucking heart out. You want tips? Why don't you start with charging less than $22 for a cafe cold leche, River? How about we start there? Besides, the guy behind you's doing all the work and I didn't even taste it yet. What if I don't like it? What am I tipping you for? So you can buy more games from the 80s and put them on that shelf? Who's playing Guess Who anyway? Half the faces are missing.
Oh, I just saw this is so good. It is so true.
Yes.
Because I do like tipping when people are doing things. Like, I want to tip the bellman. I want to tip servers. I want to tip bartenders. I want to tip all kinds of people, right? Like, we at the holidays, we tip our package. Like, our package. It's just like, but there is something about that iPad situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little bit pressureful.
Yes.
And sometimes you're like, I actually don't want to tip you. I don't appreciate your vibe or like what that, like to his point with your self-serve.
Yeah.
Honestly, those people, when I've been into those self-serve frozen yogurt places, a lot of times they're just like sitting behind or they're on their phone.
It's a dream
like they're
job.
They're doing nothing. Yeah. Yes. You just sit there.
Because they're usually like high school. Like this is not like, this is just like they need someone just to just. Yes.
Why are we tipping? But then I'm always like, oh, okay, well, fine. And I don't usually do a lot of like now. Yeah. Have you noticed that sometimes the off used to be like
the default
10,
like 15%.
But now it's up. Yeah. They
so switched it. Other.
Other.
Yeah. And that makes me feel like an asshole because then it's clear that I'm putting other and manually
and so
putting in an
you
amount.
Like click it through, you know, and you're like, okay, when I turn, when this prints, sometimes you're doing it and then it prints something for them. Or like, I'm just like, do they know what I just, like if I undertake, like what's happening now on their end? What are they thinking of me?
Yes. Yeah, it's like red alarms, you know?
Right. Like this person's cheap. Yeah. I mean, sorry. I just, you just didn't
hit the
anything.
Wrong button.
Yeah.
See, that's
I'm never
going
to tell them. Your machine's broken. Bye.
But
I
want to
be an asshole in private.
Okay, I want to give this guy credit. So just so we are clear, this guy's name on TikTok. Hold on. It went away.
That was so funny. He's a riot.
He's accurate, right?
Yes.
His name on TikTok is Eric D'Alessandro. So D-A-L-E-S-S-A-N-D-R-O.
So
he was
funny.
Very good. I loved it.
So funny.
All right.
Okay. My rave. I remember right before Ben turned 2, you were like, okay, just watch. The words are going to start like popping. Mm-hmm. And I thought, doubt it, because he's just been like he's been clearly processing a lot and understanding a lot, but not super verbal. And then out of nowhere, like really it seems like the last week or so, he's copying everything. And it is so much fun and so funny. Like last night there was an airplane that just like flew, you know, does what an airplane does.
Flew over the,
flew across us.
Flew by.
And he pointed to this guy and said, airplane. Like, that's a big word.
Whoa.
You know? Yeah. And last night, I always say, like, I've said for months, like, he'll say, like, Wawa, water, you know? And I'll say, can you say please? And he never says please, you know, because he doesn't know how.
Right.
But, like, last night, he's like, please. And I just turned into an absolute puddle.
Oh my gosh.
I just turned into a puddle.
And you're like, it's wild because it's like they've probably known please or airplane for a lot before their mouth was able to like
to say it.
Say it.
And so now every day it's like new stuff that just I just love it. It just it's so cool. It's so cool. It's so cute. And the other thing that's happening now is like, I think his world's getting, you know, those moments where the world gets really big. And so they turn to you for like a lot of comfort. We're in one of those stages. And there's something about like his size, sort of his heaviness, just kind of everything, like super snuggly right now. Mm. And a lot of times he'll come to me, you know, and put his arms up and I pick him up. And then it's just immediate snuggle on the shoulder. Like his head will just go right.
That head.
And that head. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Or it just like immediately goes down. And then it's like. Like,
please don't ever move.
I'm like, I will protect you forever. Mm-hmm. Like, come here. This snuggle will never end, you know? And it just feels like the most intense moment.
Yeah.
It's so precious.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Oh. And I get really sentimental all the time. So I'm like, someday this will end. But today is not that day.
Right. Today is not that day.
Today I will weep knowing it is not that day. I just soak in every second, smell his hair and just squeeze him tight. It is so good.
I remember hearing people, you know, say just like jokes. You've probably heard this about how toddlers just like never stop talking. And I was wondering like when that would happen.
Yeah.
And we're there with Revy. So it's like right now it's like language is so cool. And then eventually Rev's what, 3.5?
You're like, okay.
And now I'm like, I don't want to act like, you know, because it's also, they're very curious.
Yeah,
so
why?
It's like, why? What's his name? Mike? Why is his name Mike? It's just, I don't know. It's his parents' name. You know,
or like things you don't know.
Right.
It's like,
I mean, it's questions about everything. And you're like, I don't know.
I am very, just, I don't know, but this is making me challenge my own intellect. Yeah. Like, I don't know the answers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, okay. My rave, I don't know what's going on with my throat. I'm all out of my beverages. My rave, Mac has happy feet.
Aww.
When he gets excited. So we took him to the, well, him and Rev, I took him to the aquarium last week. And he's mostly in the stroller. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to let him out and run around. And he just runs around and he's like stomping up and down like, and he's like so happy. And he just stomps around looking at things. He's so happy. And he walks up to the tank and he's like, you know, like laughing. And he does it all the time now. Like he just laughs and he has happy feet. He's like, he's permanently dancing. Aww. And it is like my favorite thing. I just think, man, he is a happy little kid.
Mac.
And he doesn't have language yet. So he just like,
his
like
language happy. Is his dance.
Feet. Yeah.
Yes.
I always think of the little penguins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so adorable.
So yeah, that's my rave.
All right, you guys. Hey, thanks for sipping with us. Tell a friend, tap the 5-star, drop us a love letter.
Actually, really, really, really tap the 5-star this time.
Yeah.
We need to get back to reviews, you know?
Yes.
You guys have really nailed it. We need you to keep nailing it.
Keep nailing it for the rest of time. And you can sip with us always.
Always.
And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye. Wow, ba, 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 ba.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.